Not ready. I'm not ready yet.
Podcast time. Let's do it. Hey, did you get that shirt at Walmart?
No, I got it at Dunham's, I think. I think it's one of those dry tech. It's like, you know, you have, hang on, let me adjust here. You know, you got your like
brand look to it.
Yeah. I mean, basically it is a Walmart shirt. It's one of those dry fit shirts that you don't have to pay like $85 for. It's the dry tech, you know.
Yeah. Dunham's version. Nice.
Right. It's my shirt. Except, it, dude, you know, except one thing I don't like about the off-brand shirt. Right. You can't see it in the video. You know, it looks nice. Looks nice until you see how long the sleeves are.
Oh, it's got those big sleeves.
Dude,
yeah,
you do. I feel like I'm Tiger Woods from 1997, just swimming in my shirts with long sleeves. I hate it.
He had some shoulders that
actually. Shut up. I got some tight bump. I still got it.
He'd use those to clean. You use those to clean my pipe, my weed pipe right there.
Little pipe cleaner.
Let's get to it. Fact and opinion time here on the After Show podcast. Talk about pumpkins. I got a lot of pumpkin ones. What about this? The spirit in Spirit Halloween doesn't refer to ghosts. The founder, Joe Marver, launched the store in 1983, and he called it Spirit Halloween as a riff on his original business, which was called Spirit Women's Discount Apparel. I bring this up because Spirit Halloween stores crack me the fuck up, dude.
I guess I don't even really know what they are.
You've seen them. You've seen the billboards for them. Here's why they're funny, is because they only exist for like 2 months before Halloween.
Is it just the Halloween store?
That's
it. Oh, okay. That's so it. Like the one in BH that we had just says Halloween on top.
Yeah, basically. So what they do is, they like go around and they find like out of place or out of business.
Right. It was always like an old TJ Maxx or an old Radio Shack or something.
And they literally will throw up a sign, throw up a banner. They become the spirit store. And then after Halloween, they tear everything down. It's not like they have permanent. They may have permanent stores in certain areas.
Because they never really thought of that because they always just bounced around Bent Harbor. You know, it's never in one same spot.
No, and that's what they do. And you'll see like Spirit Halloween. I always, the Springfield, where I came from, right? Dude, it's so funny because each year, like, all right, where's the spirit store this year? Whenever you want to stack up.
Right.
The amount of work that goes in, I don't know. Maybe it's super easy, but you think having to move all that stuff in, move it out, you know, he probably just pays.
It's a lot of product, too. It's a lot of Halloween costumes, a little candy, there's a lot of stuff. A
lot of shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just that you can almost picture it. Like if you drive past a store and it's out of business,
it says Halloween and like there's a pumpkin for the O and a Halloween.
You just know it's going to be a spirit store. It's like, oh, that'd be a great spot for a spirit store. And then like clockwork come September, boom, Spirit Halloween store.
That place looks a little overrun and overgrown. Oh, I bet you that's where the Halloween store is going to be.
Spirit's going to be right there. I can tell. But, you know, it's a great business plan. He's been doing it since, what, 83?
It's a great business plan. It works. And that place is always busy when you go there, for sure. Which, by the way, is there one up? Because I need to get a costume for this weekend. Damn it.
Party, I think we don't. I don't know if we get one here. I know Party City is the only other place where you can go get a costume. So, yeah, we ordered ours on Amazon this year. We did a family costume. So, but
that's right.
Yeah. But you go there, the big bill, the big board with all the costumes. I'll take number 85A, and then they'll bring it out and you go try it out.
You know what's great is you always got the employee who took like Halloween a little too seriously. He's always got like the contacts and you know, how can I help you? And he's trying to creep you out a little bit, like, all right, dude, you know, we get it. You paint your nails all year round.
He follows the store around and he's like, this is my life. Right. This is I love it. I love it.
Those black nails aren't for just this month, are they?
This is weird. This is weird. You're a real creepy guy, Dave.
Right. You look like you came out of Hot Topic. That's what you look like.
That's what I do for the other 11 months out of the year.
I'm a Hot Topic employee.
Man, I love it. No,
did you ever dress goth?
Goth? No, never did goth. I never did the like the black pants and the you know the black nails. Now goth was never my scene. No. Mm-hmm. I had a chain drive wallet, but that was more. That was more douchey, I think, than anything. It wasn't so much goth.
I had a girlfriend that was in BDSM. That was the closest I ever got to goth. No, I'm just kidding.
You see, Ruth. Goth girls are hot as fuck. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll take, dude. I'll take a girl that doesn't.
I don't know. A little too aggressive.
It's aggressive. It's a, you know, they like to bite you and stuff. But usually goth girls are into freaky stuff, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like killing you. It's pretty freaky. Ah,
you bit my penis. I'm a vampire. No,
you know,
not.
All the stuff I liked up until the murdering part. You know that? Can we leave that out?
They all got that same haircut where it's like kind of big up on top and then it covers their eyes. You can't see. My favorite video ever.
You get the one girls who shave the side of their heads, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's a punk goth. One of my favorite videos ever. I'm not even going to tell you, but I'm just going to play it. Here, let me look it up real quick. Hold on. You probably, as soon as I show it, you it starts.
Yeah, I'm trying to guess what you're going to be pulling up here.
I'll help people customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Mute that stupid commercials. All right, here we go. Hold on. Here we go. I gotta share it. Share screen. Here it comes, Hunter. Here it comes.
Better be good.
What? You ever seen this one?
I have never seen this. No.
Oh, dude, this is the great. Wait, here it comes. I'm gonna get the. Wait for it.
Oh no. Whoa.
Wait, it gets better.
Are they under a bridge?
Yeah, they're under a bridge. Wait for it.
Oh, here comes a drop.
They're gonna get it.
Big drop. Yeah, this is like some 90s like hardcore techno. Here it goes.
It's building the anticipation. That guy's already getting in it.
He's killing it, dude. Look at him. What's going on here? What is this?
Like, and I'm not even mad. Like, they're good dance moves.
Hey, you know what? They're having fun. They're having fun. What is going on, though? What is this called? Is it like a goth rave? In the daylight, under a bridge?
It's a cyber goth dance party or something.
Cyber goth. Okay. Hey. You know what? There's a lot of people to each their own. There's about people out there doing LARP. There's exactly. out there people dancing under bridges to techno.
I'm not making fun of them as people. I'm glad they found a passion. But if I were to be driving and saw that under a bridge, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on,
dude? That's when you really rubberneck. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hey, it looks like they're having fun.
Good dancing. And you know what? You know, all those girls are high on ecstasy and they want to fuck.
That's why you went to all those parties. That's right. Somebody hears.
Hey, you high on ecstasy? Let's do it.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, one more thing. What's up with the big boots? The fluffy boots?
Like the big furry boots? I don't know. That's
big
just
furry boots. And then the thong up the ass, dude. And it's always about the ass and then the big boots. The fishnets.
Booty shorts or a thong, fishnets, big furry boots, something weird in their hair, and they're just rolling. They're just rolling balls. Rolling.
You got the DJ in the middle, right? And then you got the two girls that look on their own. Are you Ian? No, I'm Hunter. No, are you Ian?
So there you go. Anyway, we started on Spirit Halloween and we ended with a cyber goth dance party. It's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Let's get the hell out of here. Thank you all so much for hanging out. We will see you next time for another fact and opinion and a goth dance party off for the After Show podcast. Later.